It's Monday, March the 10th, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Witbien. The absence of a vice president in SWAPO's leadership has drawn criticism from analysts and senior party figures. Political analyst Ndumba Kamwanya cautions that freezing the position until 2027 could lead to internal divisions and succession battles. The expert also argues that the decision contradicts SWAPO's constitution. Veteran politician Jerry Ekanjo has similarly challenged the move, insisting that elections must be held. While concerns persist, Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa's historic rise as the first female president of SWAPO this past weekend remains a defining moment for the party. Business and economics researcher Joseph Kefashiama has cautioned that a rent strike could disrupt the local property market. He underscored that while the call for fairer housing prices is valid, such action could lead to market instability, fluctuating rents, and financial strain on landlords.
So they are going to pay the price, and obvious it will also affect what we call it lower consumer spending overall, because the landlord get paid less, and that punishment will actually force the landlord, or let me say the billionaire or the rich people, so to come to a table and say, look, what we are going to do is that we have to charge a fair price, and it will also force the government to push the municipalities.
The full interview is on futuremedianews.com.na. An energy expert from South Africa's National Energy Development Institute, Samson Mampweli, says Eskom's summer outlook is irrelevant. The country remains on stage 3 load shedding until today. An unexpected Kuberg Unit 2 shutdown and coal supply issues at Kusile has worsened the crisis.
Eskom needs to revise their summer outlook and reflect this risk that we are facing, reflect the current situation where we have higher risks of load shedding. There's a little bit of a doubt there whether they will be able to do what they couldn't do in so many days within just the weekend.
In continental news, the United States has expressed interest in exploring partnerships with the DRC regarding critical minerals, according to a statement from the State Department to Reuters on Sunday. This comes after a Congolese senator approached U.S. officials with a proposal for a minerals for security deal. The DRC, rich in cobalt, lithium, and uranium, has been engaged in ongoing conflict with Rwandan-backed M23 rebels who have captured significant portions of its territory this year. To North America, where more than 150,000 jobs were added to the U.S. economy last month, more than in January, but less than economists had expected. It comes as U.S. President Donald Trump and Elon Musk attempt to shrink the federal workforce with mass layoffs, as our Mitch McCann reports.
Job growth for the month of February was weaker than expected, but still stable, despite Donald Trump's efforts to shrink the size of the country's federal workforce by tens of thousands of employees. The data out on Friday U.S. time shows that employers added 151,000 jobs in February, the first full month under the Trump administration. The result reportedly extended the streak of jobs growth in the U.S. to 50 months consecutively. Meanwhile, unemployment rose only slightly, from 4 to 4.1%. Healthcare led the way with job creation in February with 52,000 new jobs. While the country added 151,000 jobs, it's slightly lower than the Dow Jones projection, which was 170,000. Mitch McCann, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.